This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show, getting ready for another night of fun and excitement here on the radio with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Now, Free Talk Live is different from other radio shows because you can call about anything, unlike other shows which restrict the topic and screen you very, very carefully. We still do have a, you know, minimal screening process, but you can call in and bring up something that's completely different from what we're talking about, and we're going to talk to you about your topic. And the way to do that is by calling 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. And those are, of course, the ProXPN toll-free call-in lines tonight. We're going to start out talking about something that I find interesting and a little bit scary, and I don't know about you, but you're welcome to call in with your thoughts when you hear the story. There's a growing trend, right, Brian, in home electronics, where they're becoming increasingly connected to each other and to the internet, and you know, you've got the ability to control your thermostat now with apps that can change the temperature of your home from
smart homes
remotely. Yes, smart homes, sometimes referred to as the Internet of Things, where
yes,
things are connected to the internet and to each other. But there's a downside to that, right?
Yeah, definitely. There's now, I mean, granted, the idea of a smart home or the Internet of Things, and if you start seeing the acronym IoT all over the internet, that's exactly what that means, is Internet of Things. This is a pretty old idea. Microsoft toyed with it in the 90s, and science fiction has messed with it for 50 years. But we're starting to see what exactly that is shaping up to be. And so this is an article from VentureBeat, and it's Hello Dave, I control your thermostat. Google's Nest gets hacked. Now, it's important.
This Dave, it's already plenty warm in here.
Yeah, I can't do that, Dave. Of course, that's a reference to 2001. Now,
what happened to that?
Yeah, right.
2014, we're not even close.
Yeah, yeah. Though they did get right that long distance would kind of go away.
Yep.
In 2001. That did happen, albeit a little about 10 years later.
But
anyway,
Microsoft was talking about smart homes since the late 90s, right?
Correct. Yeah, they have. And I mean, you know, full picture of what that would look like, too. But I don't know that it was so internet connected as what we have now. Maybe that's a cause for greater concern. Now, it's important before I start reading the article that this has been done in theory at a Black Hat conference, which is a big security conference. I mean, it's been done physically, but it hasn't happened to anybody's home yet. But that's the importance of these conferences, is to show off that these things are possible and they're scary. And there's a million things to get afraid of.
Thank goodness for the hackers.
Yes.
That are exposing the vulnerabilities. They're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies.
That's right.
And this is, you know, people are all scared to death of hackers, but consider that, you know, the conference called Black Hat, which means the bad hackers.
Yeah.
They get together and they say, look at what we could do. Now, that's what you'd want. You'd want your bank robbers saying, hey, Mr. Bank Manager, see how we can break into your bank?
Yeah.
That's what the good bank robbers do. I guess they're not even bank robbers. That's what the good people,
well,
planners do.
There's always a flip side, right? Like, if they could hack into someone's thermostat or to someone's car and start remote controlling their car or break into someone's hotel room by programming the keys themselves, then someone could do that to them. And, you know, these are security conscious people that, you know, want their safety and privacy too. So, of course, it makes sense to expose these vulnerabilities so that everyone can benefit from them.
Yeah, a lot of self-interest here. And that's an important thing to bring up too, is that, you know, hacking really does have this ugly stigma in society. When guess what? Most of the hackers are actually solving the problems before you even have to experience them. It's really unfortunate that people see them as some kind of dangerous people out there. So
and the laws actually discriminate against them. Like, the penalties for so-called computer hacking are
right.
like way worse than, you know, any a violent crime you could imagine, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people then, often get charged with it for not harming another person.
Sure. And I think you're going to see in the story that really it's a lot of the tech companies like Google themselves that are the actual danger in society because they're not doing their due diligence as far as, you know, plugging holes in security and whichever else. So I'm going to read on here. Of course, the article starts off with, "Hello, Dave. The immortal words of HAL, the rogue computer in 2001 A Space Odyssey, showed up on the display of a Google Nest appliance control system. That's not supposed to happen. So this is a bug, not a feature, right? but hackers at the Black Hat Security Conference this week made those words appear on a Nest display after they showed how they compromised the device in front of an audience of hundreds. The vulnerability of the Nest device, which can control your thermostat or lighting, shows the flaws in security that could slow down the rush to connect all of our devices to the internet in the so-called Internet of Things. Hacking smart devices was a big theme of this year's show, and boy, was it. There's more than this article even talks about. This goes back to the theme of what we are sacrificing in the name of convenience, said Daniel Buentello, a student security researcher at the University of Central California. This is a computer that the user can't put an antivirus on. Worse yet, there's a secret back door that a bad person could use and stay there forever. It's a literal fly on the wall. Nest wow. uses your home sensors to tell you when you are home, and it adjusts the temperature to your liking. If you are not home in the afternoon, Nest will put on the heater or air conditioner into low energy mode. It works so well that Google paid $3.2 billion to acquire the company earlier this year. And Nest is coming out with more than just thermostat and light controls.
I hope so, because if this is what the Internet of Things is, a better thermostat. Color me highly unimpressed. So I have an outdoor wood boiler at my house. I'm constantly fiddling with the power,
right.
the thermostat, and I'm fine with that. I'm just okay with that. Mine is programmable, admittedly, but I kind of, I'll adjust it here and there. Now, it's like turning a ship. If I come back from vacation, I've had it set down at 55 or something like that. It literally takes a day for this outdoor boiler to just be able to get the house from 55 to 69 or whatever, because I keep it lower than my wife will keep it.
Right.
And why would you, you could see the danger in basically having the information be able to read your patterns and tell when you're home or not. I mean, that's basically perfect for someone who wants to rob you, right?
That sounds pretty bad.
Yeah.
I'll read on here.
Is it post to Facebook? Brian is now out of the home.
Yeah, exactly.
Another thing. These people with their, they're going on Facebook or whatever and telling you where they're checking in and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
What a great idea. By the way, your home's going to be burglarized. The percentage chance of your home being burglarized by somebody you know is about as good as somebody you don't know. And you know far fewer people than you don't.
Yeah, absolutely. And it doesn't help that, honestly, there's no security measure, even ones that are getting implemented through the Internet of Things. All of these security systems throughout time that we've had suck. They're all terrible. They're not going to hold back really anybody that's very determined. And so the worst thing that could happen, the best security you had was that people thought you were home. But now, hey, with the right setup, they're going to know that you're not home, whether you put a thing that makes it look like your TV's on in the room or not.
Exactly. So, and a lot of people now are, I at least see a trend. More people are working at home. More people are starting their own businesses.
Sure.
I think more people are realizing that remote work is really the way to go if you want more freedom in your lifestyle.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's awesome, totally. Speaking as someone who does work from home, Brian and I both do, and it's been great for our relationship because we get to spend more time together. You don't realize
that can be bad for some relationships.
Relationships
that you should end.
Yeah. Well, it depends on your personal preferences, right? Like some people want more space, but it can get really ridiculous when you start to realize, like, hey, I'm spending so much time with my coworkers who I didn't choose and maybe don't even like very much, more than with my spouse or my children in some cases, right? And then you start to think about that and you're like, well, why am I really doing this? And remote work can really be a great solution to that. But
lunches, by the way, there's so much value to remote work. So you making food at home, healthier, less costly. Clothing is a big deal. You spend a lot of money on professional clothing. gasoline back and forth, the dangers of being an automobile. That's the most deadly thing that in many age groups that people do is get in an automobile, but they continue to do it every day to go. And so there's a cost, there's a savings in many ways to working at home. And even if you have to take a slight hit to do it.
Yeah, how much are you saving? I mean, what's that meme about working is trying to make money to afford the car that you need to drive to work, to afford the house that you never are in because you're always at work, and to afford the nice suit that you have to wear to work. Yeah. And if you didn't have to go to work, you wouldn't have to worry about many of those things. Do you work from home, or do you have Nest, and do you want to talk about the
Yeah, there's a lot more to talk about this.
There's more coming up, as well as a voluntarist conundrum here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733-855-450-FREE.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. This is the live Sunday night show. Tonight, it's me, Stephanie, here with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Our website, freetalklive.com, where you can get archives of our past shows at archives.freetalklive.com. They're there for free, and they go all the way back to 2006. Check them out. And 855-450-FREE is the number to call if you want to weigh in with your thoughts. We've been talking about the hacking of Nest, which is a smart thermostat, and also got some voluntarist quandaries that we want to get to, too. So we'll see what those are about, but 855-450-FREE is the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. And what is Pro XPN, Brian?
Yeah, Pro XPN, it's something, boy, if you, we're talking about the Internet of Things and privacy, if you're looking for some kind of digital privacy and security, Pro XPN is that first step. It is a VPN service, that means virtual private network, and what it does is it's going to allow your computer, tablet, smartphone, whatever, and there's an app for pretty much everything out there, it's going to allow it to connect to, not, it's going to go through your ISP, but it's all going to be encrypted, your ISP won't even see what's going on. Anybody, it's getting done at your device. So all that data, metadata that's going out from your device is encrypted, and then it's going to get to, you know, whatever, a server of your choosing, and from that server, you know, you're going to be able to more or less anonymously, you know, you can hide your IP address. You can, to some degree, anonymously surf the web.
Nowadays, there are more and more websites that are blocking U.S. customers.
Exactly. Right? And so it'll allow you to get past that. There's just
sometimes
a ton.
Videos won't be available in certain countries. You know, like in Canada, you can't get Hulu, right, or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, big deal. And if you're traveling to other countries, whichever, you really... You want Pro XPN for this.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you have a VPN, you can get around that stuff.
Absolutely. In most places, you know.
In most places.
In most places. So this is definitely something you want. If you use the code FTL50 and you go with an annual account, you'll get 50% off of the price of the annual account. That's going to end up costing you like $5 a month, barely. Or you can use Bitcoin. They love Bitcoin at Pro XPN. And if you use the code FTLBTC... That'll get you 62% off of an annual account. But you can use those codes with whatever kind of account you decide to go with, and you're going to get a great savings either way. So if you are concerned, and boy, I don't blame you if you are, and I recommend being concerned about your internet privacy, you want ProXPN. So go to ProXPN.com and use those codes, FTL50 or FTLBTC if you're using Bitcoin, ProXPN.
All right, excellent. Now, we're going to get back into this Nest hack in moments here, but first I want to bring on some callers because we've got a couple of interesting calls on the line here. First, let's talk to Mike listening in Texas. Hey, Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Or Michael, I'm sorry. You said Michael is your name, right?
Whatever.
Whatever.
I don't care what you call me.
Gotcha.
I'm not offended.
Okay, so, tell us about what's on your mind tonight.
Okay, so I really meant to call in about a month ago, but because this happened a month ago. My family, you know, the family I'm married into, for the last 50 years, they've gone to this place called Surfside Beach in Texas. And, you know, I've been going with them for 18 years since I've been married into this family. And, you know, we always put our stuff out on the beach. We don't have to worry about anybody stealing our stuff. You know, we don't have to worry about it. But this a month ago when we went, these people pulled up and they grabbed one of our balls, one of our beach balls, and they put it into their SUV. So I walked down there and, you know, when I walked down there, the lady was asking somebody else, does this belong to you? To somebody else, not me, somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of took it, you know, it's innocent, whatever. And then she was asking, you know, we had a beach umbrella and she wanted to buy it from us. And so I'm like, well, you know, we've had this for a long time. We don't want to sell it. You know, it's not even mine and I'm sure they don't want to sell it. So anyways, maybe 10, 15 minutes go by and they come up to our beach house. You know, we're on the front row of the beach and, they come up to us and they say, oh, you know, my kid, you know, he needs diapers and he's got this rash and, you know, kind of begging, you know, like, you know, first they wanted to buy our beach umbrella and now they're begging. And then they're
begging for diapers or for money?
No, for money.
Okay.
I mean, first they wanted to buy our umbrella from us, and then they're begging.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And then they're walking up and down. And, you know, like, I smoke weed. I don't care if people smoke weed, but you can look at people and you can tell when they're smoking weed because they're looking around before they pass it. And, you know, before they come up there to beg money, you know, they're passing and they're looking around before they pass it.
Mm.
So it's whatever. I mean, I don't care. But you know, the priorities are off.
Yeah, I would say so.
And they've got five kids, and I would say the oldest kid was 8.
And they're smoking weed in front of their kids, with their kids, passing it to the 8-year-old.
Yeah. And but the thing is, okay, after they walked up and down the beach begging for money from people, even people that they, you know, we're there with like 12 people, and after they came up there to us to beg, some of the people that were up there with us, they went and walked on the beach looking for shells, and they even walked up to some other people that were with us and asked them for money, and they're like, no, I already told you no. But
did anyone say to them, like, you know, I noticed that you had money for weed and, you know?
No.
What I've found is I think that the ability to walk up to a stranger and ask them for money is probably a pretty lucrative skill. To be able to do this, I think you probably do reasonably well when you're out working. Now, I would imagine the people that do it also are the sort that don't want to work a whole bunch of hours. But if you were to put in an 8-hour day in the right place, I think you can pull in, you know, $60,000 a year tax-free pretty easily. And maybe they're just showing their kids how to do this on the beach.
The vehicle that we drove down there has a blue book value of like $2,400.
Uh-huh.
The rims on their vehicle were easily $500 a piece, just the rims alone.
Wow.
Okay. You know, I don't want to throw any stereotypes out there, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, so
what are you saying?
I don't want to say anything. I don't want to say anything.
Okay.
But I mean,
you're painting.
You know,
yeah, I get the picture.
My car is worth less than the rims on your vehicle, minus everything else. And you're begging me for money.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it doesn't feel like a good way to give.
I mean, it
doesn't.
I would be annoyed if I was in that situation, for sure.
Yeah, I used to work at a place downtown in Sarasota, and there would be a lot of people that would go around asking for money, and I was annoyed by people asking for money, and they were of all ethnicities doing it, and just, no, I'm not giving you money. Go get a job.
Now, Michael, you said there's more to the story, and you ended up with someone's phone, so if you could, hold the line. I want to hear more about this here in moments on Free Talk Live. What happened with these beach weirdos who are smoking weed and begging for money, even though they've got $500 rims? I'm curious. And if you have thoughts, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is the number to call if you want to weigh in with your thoughts about, well, home hacking or beach beggars, which we're talking to Michael about right now. And we're going to hear the rest of that story here in moments. But first...
Well, we were just talking about Bitcoin regarding ProXPN. And the best way to get Bitcoins is to go to ExpressCoin.com. They have all kinds of cryptocurrencies there. You've probably been hearing about cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin on the news. And you don't know how to get them. Well, ExpressCoin.com is the place to do it. It's completely legal, very inexpensive as far as their fees go, fast and easy to do. And you can get Bitcoins, Litecoin, Dogecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin, all kinds of cryptocurrencies there at ExpressCoin.com. You just give them a check. Well, you start at ExpressCoin.com. There's different options on how to do things. Check, money order, wire transfer. Or you can go and just make a deposit in a local credit union that has shared branching. That quick, you'll have Bitcoins in probably 24 hours. A business day is how long.
Yeah, and it is buy time. Oh, boy.
It is. They're quite low right now.
What's the price of Bitcoin right now?
$4.91.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah.
Available in Canada, so all you Canadians, you're not getting left out here. Start off at ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading their app available at ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL. Get up to $40 of Bitcoin. Now's the time to do it with no fee at all by using coupon code FTL at ExpressCoin.com.
All right. Let's bring Michael in Texas back on the line. Now, you were saying that you basically encountered some people on the beach who were kind of displaying some contradictory, strange behavior. They first kind of took your beach ball and then were kind of asking around if it belonged to anyone. Then they asked to buy your beach umbrella. You didn't want to sell it. And then they came around begging for money, even though they had expensive rims on their car and they were smoking pot on the beach. So what happened next?
Well, like when I walk down there and, you know, they're asking about the, you know, they're asking somebody else on the beach about the beach ball. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I kind of took it like a goodwill thing. Like, you know, they were safekeeping. And, you know, their kids were getting into our bag that had all our sandcastle building stuff.
Toys. Yep.
Yeah. You know, just things that you can build sandcastles with. And, you know, so I just took them like they were good people. So, yeah, your kids can play with our sandcastle building stuff. No problem. No big deal. And, you know, we'll fast forward this real quick. So, you know, I just told them, you know, you can play with our stuff. No problem. No big deal. Just make sure when you're done, put our toys back in the bag. So,
makes sense. That's nice. Yeah. Kind of you to share.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's how I took it as, you know, I don't mind sharing. I mean, this isn't disposable things, you know, whatever. So yeah, I'll share with you. Just put it back. That's all. And, so they put all the stuff back, but when they put all the stuff back, a family member, he went down there because another family member saw them take the beach umbrella that they wanted to buy, even though they couldn't afford diapers. They wanted to buy the beach umbrella, but they couldn't afford diapers. So somebody saw them put the beach umbrella into their car.
Uh-oh.
So a family member went down there and said, you know, help them gather up their lawn chair bags or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And because they left them on the beach, and he said, you know, I want my pink, you know, I want my umbrella back. They're like, oh, well, one of the kids must have put that, you know, and they had five kids. The oldest kid was like 8 years old. An 8 year old kid does not pick up after themselves. An 8 year old kid does not put, you know, they don't put stuff up. Anyways, so, you know, they tried to blame it on one of our kids must have put it in our car.
Sounds dubious. Really,
yeah, I mean, really, they tried to steal the umbrellas they wanted to buy in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Probably. I don't know if you can jump to the conclusion, because maybe what if, you know, another family member thought that it was theirs, they thought it worked out a deal. I mean, I get where you're coming from. I think likely that's what happened. But go ahead.
Yeah. So, anyways, he's like, I want my umbrella back that is in your vehicle. So, he got the umbrella back, and you know, they're like, well, one of the kids must have put it in there, which, hey, you're...
They didn't.
Like I already said. Okay. Anyways, so we got the umbrella back, and so I decided to go down there, and I took pictures of the license plate, which I'm not going to call it cops, because I'm just not going to call it cops. The cops
probably not worth getting them involved, and what would they do anyway?
Exactly. So,
Jeez, what's going on there?
My watch is like, I don't know, 2 seconds. Hold on.
We're live on the radio here.
No, yeah, I know. So I go down there, I take a few pictures of her license plate, and, you know, they jump out and they're like, you know, what are you doing? I'm like, well, I'm taking a picture of her license plate in case you stole something else. Because you already tried to steal our umbrella. And, you know, and then I just put my phone up to my ear like I'm calling somebody, which I'm not calling the cops, but, you know, I just pretend like I am. You know, I just pretend like I'm calling somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyways, you know, they sit there for a second and they drive off.
Okay.
Well, the bag that they put all the sandcastle building toys in,
mm-hmm.
Their phone's in there. which we don't find out that day. We find out, you know, 2 days later when we're leaving, you know, we were into the beach house for a week.
Okay, so you got their phone.
Yeah.
What's
so
the question?
So now I have their phone, and I plugged it in. It does accept a charge, but I haven't charged it. What would you do in that situation where you have a phone of somebody that some? What would you do where you have the phone of somebody that, you know, to me, I think that they're thieves. You know, to me, I think they're thieves. And
yeah, it's. I mean, so
I'd have to give it. I would give it back to them. So they didn't do anything to you, particularly.
But how is he going to give it back to them?
They're a 6-hour drive away.
Oh, I understand. That's their problem, no doubt about it. Like I would.
If there's an email,
inform them that I have their phone. There's got to be some way to call mom or something like that on there. Usually, the safest bet when it comes to a cell phone is looking up mom. Everybody's got some lady named that.
Or some people have a in case of emergency contact or something like that. Or maybe there's an email. I'm hearing some background noise, Michael. But yeah, if there's an email address on the phone, you could try sending an email to it. If it were me, I would try to return the phone. I would make my best effort to try to return the phone. And you know, gotta put you on hold here because there's some audio issues. But if it were me, I'd make my best effort to return the phone. Even though, you know, the people, I haven't had a very good experience of them, I kind of just would try to return it. If they don't make any effort within a couple weeks, you know, just throw it away or whatever.
Right. There's a couple of lessons that could be taken here. Like,
Michael, I think we're, let's see if we can, Michael, I think we're going to,
Still here. I'm still here.
Yeah.
I mean, like my idea would be to charge the phone, mm-hmm. see if they have a Facebook account,
yeah.
and go to their Facebook account and say, hey, you know, post to their Facebook account that, yep. hey, you know, this person's a thief, they're a beggar, they're, you know, whatever.
I would not do that. I mean, that just sounds like a way to stir up some more controversy.
So you think public shaming's going to do it?
Deal with them.
I mean, if this has been a month, I just trash it.
Yeah,
I mean, they've
about
obviously
it.
Haven't taken any steps towards getting it. If it's been a month, I mean,
yeah.
that's just...
Yeah.
Have fun.
My family, you know, they wanted to dump it as soon as we found it. They wanted to just dump it, leave it there, or whatever. And you know, it was totally dead, so there's no phone tracker. I assume.
Yeah, but they know where you live, right? Because they've been past your beach house, or they knew where you were staying at least.
Well, that's 6 hours away.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I forgot it was a month ago.
Yeah.
I doubt that it's terribly valuable to them at this
point.
Yeah, they probably got a replacement.
Let it go, have fun on the beach, and thank you for calling in about this, Michael. I appreciate your call tonight.
Okay.
This is a kind of a tough situation.
People want to, Michael wants to do here is teach some sort of lesson. And I'm not sure what that lesson, the lesson that will be learned here. If you give them their phone back, you know, or whatever.
Oh, you know what?
For a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crash is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction. And Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has 2/3 of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's Stephanie with you tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can visit our website at freetalklive.com. Connect with us at facebook.freetalklive.com or twitter.freetalklive.com. No matter what your preferred social media is, you can connect with Free Talk Live and get live tweets during the show or live Facebook status updates, comment, meet other listeners, and so on. And if you want to call in with your thoughts tonight, 855-450-3733 is the number to call. There you can bring up anything that's on your mind. And we still have to get more into this Nest hack, but we do have some calls on the line that I definitely want to get to first, because this is a show that's about your calls.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, if you want to, speaking of just how crazy security issues are, home security issues, things of that nature, maybe you're looking to keep an edge or to, you know, maybe just help you if you're feeling fatigued and you're just looking for more focus, you know, because, I mean, man, are we in a multitasking world or what?
Oh, my goodness.
You know, how can you keep track of everything? Maybe something you want to look into, and I want you to look into it and do your homework, is modafinil from modup.net. Okay, and that's modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this as a cognitive enhancer. Businessmen around the world use modafinil from modup.net. And why are they going to modup.net? Well, there's a few good reasons. One of them being that they are the number one sponsor for Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. They are putting their money where their mouth is. It is serious. And also, you know, other reasons, they ship around the world. You know, Free Talk Live is a worldwide show, and modup.net is a worldwide business, and they offer world-class customer service. When you go to modup.net, I think you'll see what I mean. Okay, but keep that in mind that this is worldwide. You need to check your local laws and prescriptions and all that stuff when you're looking into modafinil. But if you're going to get it, if you think it's something that you're interested in and that you want, I want you to get it from modup.net. Use the code FTL. You'll get 10 free tablets when you do that. And if you use Bitcoin, that's right, you can get this with Bitcoin, you'll get a 33% discount. So check out modup.net, use that code FTL.
All right, thank you very much. Let's go to Skype again, where Caleb is on the line. Hey, Caleb, you're on Free Talk Live. Can you hear me?
How's everybody doing?
Great. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to get everybody's opinion on what property rights would look like in an anarchist society.
Oh, boy.
I don't believe in anarchist societies.
Well, what does that mean to you when you say anarchist society?
governmentless, voluntarist.
Well, I think that humans are always going to have governments. Those governments may be voluntary. That's why I like to use the term voluntarist instead.
You don't like to use that term.
I use it because it's the best description I got.
I am not scared of the word anarchism or talking about a world with no coercive governments.
I'm willing to admit that voluntarism sprung out of anarchist thought. Mm-hmm. I just think that when somebody says that, what we need is no government, that they're really missing the importance of the terminology government, what it means to people. Because words are important. They mean things to people. And when people say things like, "We can't live without government," what they mean is we need protection from bad folks. And I think that that's true. And if a government is an organization that's going to protect us from bad folks, and you can choose it voluntarily, I'm all for it.
But that's not what a government is.
It's not what it
has been. By definition, a government is something that you can't opt out of. And
up until the late 1800s, a cart, a horseless carriage didn't exist either. We just had regular horsed carriages. Things can change.
Well, you can define things how you want, but okay, I'd like to just define what I mean by this. And I'm not afraid, as I was saying before, of a society where interactions between people are based on voluntary, non-coercive stuff. You know, you participate in stuff because you want to, not because you're forced to. And in our world that we live in right now, we are certainly forced to do a lot of things by government, by people calling themselves the state and claiming to kind of rule over us. We're forced to do things by them that we don't really want to do, like pay taxes or, participate in various programs that they offer, which, I mean, even programs is a misnomer because most programs you can opt into or out of. But anyway, what would property rights look like? Well, property is kind of a thing to minimize conflict between humans, as I see it. You know, this stuff belongs to me, this stuff belongs to you. We all acknowledge that we want to be able to possess stuff and not have it taken. You know, we want to be able to exclude other people from using our stuff, and we want to be able to use it, save it, keep it, throw it away, do whatever we want with it, and exclude others from doing that. So in order to kind of minimize conflict in a world where there are scarce resources, we come up with this idea called property, which basically means just that, where I have control over this thing and you don't, and I can kind of exclude you from doing that. So
they're my beach toys, but I might let you use them.
Right, like our last caller. So what would property rights look like in a society that was free from coercion? I think you wouldn't be able to, you wouldn't have people going around and claiming to, claiming that you owe them money every single year for living in your house, for one, like we do now. That's called property taxes, euphemistically. But what it is really, a yearly extortion penalty. And if you don't pay it, then your house, quote, your house, gets taken away. Where if it was really your house, nobody would be able to take it away because it belongs to you. So right now, I think we really don't have much respect for property rights, especially in the realm of large valuable property like houses and cars, or even the income that people earn on a yearly basis, right, from doing their jobs. The government claims that we owe a percentage of that to them as well. And what gives them the right to the fruits of our labor? I mean, that's a really important question to ask. What do you think, caller?
I agree that we don't have property rights now, but it seems to me in an anarchist society that it would come down to you own what you can defend.
I think that's to some extent true.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that you will be able to hire people to defend you, too. Consider what you probably pay per year in property taxes that go towards police officers and that sort of thing, that you may very well be able – that you would be able to take that money and apply it towards a protection agency that might provide you even better service than police do.
This brings up an interesting thing because, there are some people who say – how is it legitimate for certain individuals to own, like, these vast swaths of land that they couldn't possibly be using, basically? You know, someone owns a whole mountain or something like that. How is that possible? And often it's land grants that are go back to the king in some cases. What? Or it's, like, governmentally enforced things where the costs of defending that property are socialized because the state essentially demarcates what property belongs to what person, and they have the deed system that says who owns it, but the benefits of owning that property are concentrated to the owner, right? And so if we didn't have a state to enforce that, that situation probably wouldn't exist, and maybe people would stick more to owning land that they could actually use, right?
I think, you know, I think it's very dangerous to define property right now. Because I don't think we've just never known, we've never known what society looks like without domination structures, whatever they may be, corporate, government, whatever. I think that property rights in and of themselves have the potential to be just as controlling and just as harmful to humanity as any government or any other institute, religious, whatever, any other institution out there. I don't have any hard and fast rules on property myself, because I do see it as having tremendous potential to be abused against other human beings and being anti-freedom, as to where most people consider property to be the very heart of freedom.
So we should just have no property?
No, I think we should talk about what exactly property is before we figure out what exactly it's going to be.
Well, what exactly are rights? I mean,
oh, I don't think rights exist either.
Who is guaranteeing these rights, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
like, what science exactly is backing up rights? Where does that come from?
You may say that someone has a right to life or a right to keep their own property or whatever, but someone could come along and violate those rights and no one is going to stop them, right? Rights aren't like magically enforced like laws of gravity. They're basically things that we acknowledge in terms of ethics, and not violating other people's rights is something that we want to do in order to have a more prosperous society where there's not much conflict. So,
It's important because there's a lot of people who think, even libertarians or whatever minded type person, thinks that you can own land. When even, you know, libertarian ethics says, no, you cannot. You can own the fruits of what you do on that land. And thus, in turn, people like kind of ephemerally like assume that you own that land, but you never actually, you can't really own land.
Can you exclude people from the use of land?
Yes, because of the fruits of what you did on the land, but you don't in and of yourself own the land.
It's just owning the land.
It ends up sort of owning the land, but really you don't own land. You can't own land.
Can you pass land down from yourself to other people as you die?
I don't know. I'm just telling you, I don't agree with that theory even that I just expressed. I'm just saying that this is what, you know, the average libertarian ethic actually says, like in, you know, Rothbard's books or whatever.
Oh, boy. This is could open up a huge can of worms. Caleb, thank you for calling in tonight. I appreciate your question.
Hey, everybody, have a great night.
Yeah, you too. Can you own land? What do you think? Are you a geo-libertarian? 855-450-FREE. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.